You know any Billie Eilish? This is that awkward part where I try to sit down in my Spanx.
Y'all, thanks for coming. I totally want this night to just be casual. We're going to have an official Q&A section later, but if you feel like you need to shout out something, you can.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. And it's incredible. I'm so privileged to be working on Starstruck. This is the first musical I've ever worked on in my life. And Beth Lalonde got in touch during the pandemic, and I was like, all right. And so we started on this journey, and I didn't know that you couldn't sing. I mean, you haven't sung yet, do you?
I'm trying to tell you something about how you sing.
I was like, we didn't tell you it was a musical, oops.
And they didn't tell you I couldn't sing. We're doing great. But we still want you to invest in the show.
It's been an amazing journey. We're going to talk about the journey. I don't know what to say about journey, but it's been fantastic to start writing music for musical theater, and then to get to work with Beth and Marianne, and now all these incredibly talented actors, singers, and all the people who, like Sujari doing sound, and Liz, and everybody who's behind the scenes, so to speak, to make it all work. So the show is, we're still workshopping, so it's, I don't know where it's going to end up, but we're workshopping it, and I understand the raffle ticket, probably we don't, but you know, whatever. And I understand they sold some raffle tickets, so someone's going to sing Close to Fine with me tonight, and then someone's going to get to see the workshop, which is really exciting, because it's not open to the public for a long, long while, so thank you for supporting Out of the Box Theatrics.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of rehearsal, we've been rehearsing all week. We just finished our first week. Tell the kids how it's going.
Well, I can't believe how much y'all can get done in a short period of time. Because Amy and I are, we always practice, and we're always like, okay, let's have this ready by this point, let's have this ready by this point. But in theater, it doesn't work like that, so it's like, I'm like, okay, I guess this is going to come together by the time we do the workshop. So in that sense, it's been like a new way of just chilling and just doing the work. And then in another sense, it is just, I've always wanted to write music for other people to sing. Mm-hmm. And so to hear like Beth Lalonde or Elizabeth Stanley or like Ward Elder sing something that I've written is so thrilling, so that's cool too. And then we have lots of laughs. You know, it's a friendly group. Are you used to, you're not, yeah. I said you weren't used to friendly groups or something like that.
Emily, I was telling everyone how much I worship you and you're my hero, and now you're like reading me to filth since we've been.
I didn't mean to do that, Murray.
No, I come from the cabaret downtown world. And, it's not that it's not a friendly group. They're a very friendly group. They're drug addicts, like alcoholics, a lot of great people. But they don't rehearse as much and singing too. But anyway, this is not about me. So when Beth called you, all right, what was the pitch for you to start working together? What did she say?
She just said, I have this idea for this story. I'm going to write it. And would you do the music? And I just said, yes. That was it. I mean, I remember the moment though. I was like, well, I don't know if Amy and I will be playing again, because this is the pandemic. It was like, we didn't know. Amy kept saying, it's going to be okay. And I don't know. I kind of got unmoored at the beginning of the pandemic. And so it was during a period of being unmoored, and Beth was like, let's do this. And I knew she was super talented and awesome. So I just said, yeah. And that was it.
And what did she tell you what it was about?
She said it was about a park ranger. Yeah. In Sawtooth, Idaho, and it's loosely based on Cyrano de Bergerac, which I had not read, and she made me read it, and I did, and But, you know, she had all these cast of characters in her mind already, and I didn't know what the music was going to be like, because I've never done anything like that before. And her friend, Marianne Stratton, her friend of 30 years, who y'all will meet in a little bit, yeah, they just were creating this beautiful cast of characters. And so I just tried, I would go down into my little studio room at my house where I practice for everything, and just try to imagine what would this, because I used to hate musical theater.
Wow.
It's okay. It's okay.
Wow.
First of all, someone said me too. So.
Why?
Because I thought it was unnatural to break into song.
It is not natural.
Then all of a sudden, I caught the fever, and I caught it so hard, and now I'm obsessed, and my 11-year-old daughter is obsessed. So I went down to my little office studio practice room, and I just started to think about what these characters would say and sing if they were going to break into song.
Except for, we don't want Crash to break into song. That's my character, Crash.
Yeah. Well, now that I know you can sing, it's all right.
And all these songs. Now, how did you and Beth actually hook up? Did you see her at Fun Home?
No, I didn't get to see Fun Home.
So did she just call you?
She's a friend of a dear friend of mine. And so, actually, my friend said, you know, Beth writing a musical, and she may reach out to you. I'm like, tell her to call me. So that's how, that was the connection. And Beth is wonderful. We should probably introduce Beth alone, I think.
All right, well, Elizabeth wrote all these questions for me to ask you about your journey. But let me ask you this, so we just get this get these things in here. Tell us about this documentary on Apple TV!
Alexander Bombach directed it.
Yes.
It was wonderful. And a lot of it was just, they came on the road with me and Amy and did a bunch of interviews and stuff. We had no idea what it was going to be about. We just told Alexandria that we didn't want a documentary made about us, per se, but we wanted it to be about our community, because our community, since the beginning, when we were just playing in like small bars, has always lifted us up. And they, I mean, what can you say about community? It's everything. Because people need community.
Yes.
Community. And theater's community now I'm finding as well. So anyway, the documentary is about that. And now it's on Apple TV. It's crazy. And then it came out the same year as Glitter and Doom.
Yeah.
Corey Kreitenberg and Tom Gustafson. Corey wrote that. Tom and gave it to him for his birthday, and then Tom directed it, and then Amy and I had cameos in it, and Amy hates to act, but she did a great job, I thought. I can't be anywhere and not talk about Amy too. I know.
Now, you know, there's been this crazy thing happening to, you know, artists that were popular when we were, you know, in our 20s. They're having their second, third, and fourth coming. You know, Tracy Chapman hit number one. And you know, I saw this movie, Barbie. And the best part of that movie was having them sing to the Indigo Girls song. It's insane. That's the biggest movie of all time, and it's the only movie that is like female made and directed, written. I mean, it's literally made history in the pop culture.
Yeah.
And then you and your music have made history in the community. So, what's your take on having this whole mainstream like third act?
I mean, that's weird. It was a total surprise. And I figured if you stick around long enough, something's bound to happen. But it all happened at the same time, because my manager called and said, well, they want the song Push and Find in the trailer for Barbie. We didn't even know it was going to be in the movie. Yeah, and so we were like, I'm like, Barbie, huh? We're going to do a deep dive into the socio-political implications. And then we heard Greta Gerwig was doing it, and so we were like, we're in. But we didn't know it was going to be in the movie, and we didn't know how much it was going to be sort of featured in the movie. And I saw it, I was in the Faroe Islands on vacation with my family, so I saw the Danish subtitles for the first time. But it's great. It's been a great year. It's been a crazy year. And we're taking a little break. Amy and I are, which is why I get to be here. And then we're going out with Melissa Etheridge in August. And we're out with Amos Lee after that. And then we're going to, we'll probably be thinking about making our next album then.
Showbiz. And total showbiz. And you got to put on your next tour, they have merch. You got to make an Emily and Amy Barbie. And fucking denim and plaid.
Are we in the same box?
There's a joke in there somewhere. There's a child here. By the way, is this place named after the box? Okay. So let's bring out, speak of that, let's bring out insanely talented person. I mean, the voices have been killing me. You know, I saw Fun Home, blown away, and to be able to be in the same room listening to them rehearse and develop is just really something else. So please.